So here's the unique thing about that trial, though, that adds Bev and PARP. The primary endpoint is all comers. So it's the first randomized PARP study that doesn't have a biomarker endpoint. So many people would have had HRD as the endpoint or even BRCA, but it's all comers. So it's possible that the study will be positive, but it will be driven by the BRCA patients or the HRD patients. And then we're going to have to sort of dissect what the real benefit is of doublet therapy, that is adding a PARP inhibitor to the bevacizumab in the completely molecular signature negative patient. So that'll be a fun conversation to have. It's true, it might be that bevacizumab and olaparib works well, even if you don't have a molecular mutation, but I don't think so. I think that we know enough about PARP inhibitors that they work the best in patients who have BRCA, and then the next best in the patients that have HRD, and they work just a little bit in the non-HRD, non-BRCA subset. So it'll be interesting, but that PALA1 combination, the primary endpoint is an intent to treat analysis. So that'll be fun to talk about.
Wow, that is going to be interesting.